Let's just check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and gather her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about a few of the headlines in the travel industry last week. This I find surprising. The U.S. Still requiring proof of vaccination to enter the U.S. They've extended this into the new year now.
That's right. So they did extend the country's COVID public health emergency until mid-January 2023. And the U.S. remains almost alone among Western countries in requiring proof of vaccination for non-residents to enter the country by air, land, or sea. While it's been under pressure from political opponents and travel industry stakeholders to drop the vaccine mandate, the White House has given no indication that it has plans to do so. The renewal of America's COVID public health emergency until the new year could indicate its vaccine mandate may continue into 2023 as well.
Speaking of restrictions or the lifting of restrictions, it seems, according to a survey, that most people will keep wearing a mask on a plane or a train, even though they're not required to.
Right. So we're finding this from a survey from Nanos Research. And it found that 55% of Canadians reported that they were either likely or somewhat likely to continue wearing masks on planes or trains over the next 12 months. 35% responded negatively to the question. Broken down by gender, men were less likely to say they would wear a mask more than women. And other Canadians, or those 55 or older, were more likely to say that they would or probably wear a face mask when flying than younger age groups at nearly 66%.
So what about you? Would you wear a mask?
I don't know, actually. I think it makes sense to do it, but if you don't have to, because I always complain wearing a mask on long-haul flights, let me tell you that.
Yeah, I think I would ditch the mask. I didn't really care much for them. I guess if I was sitting next to someone that was coughing and hacking and sneezing, I might might put one on, depending on the circumstance. But
That's right.
And let's talk briefly about WestJet and Pacific Coastal Airlines, their new interline collaboration. What does that mean?
So actually what it means for clients is that they'll enjoy the confidence of optimizing connecting times and convenience of checking in, receiving boarding passes for all flights with WestJet and Pacific Coastal Airlines at the first point of departure. Both parties are saying that this new interline agreement complements their network growth in Western Canada, and it's going to have a strong schedule that they're bringing to the communities that they serve. So at the end of the day, you can purchase a single ticket from either airline for traveling involving connecting flights between their networks.
Yeah, I think it's good news. Have you ever flown on Pacific Coastal? I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, I've heard good things about them. So people that have flown on, they do a really good job. What's your travel tip this week?
So I was thinking about this, and I always like to do this before I go on a journey to somewhere that I'm not quite familiar with. So I read a good book about it or learn more about the history and culture before I arrive. And it could be simply as like a Lonely Planet guidebook or maybe a popular novel by a local author. So your on-the-ground travel experience will be much more fulfilling if you already know some details about the area you're visiting. You'll still discover plenty of new stuff, but you'll have a foundation to start on. And one of the books I read, I was going to India, which is a very diverse culture, lots of culture shock, and it was called Holy Cow. It was by Sarah McDonald. She's an ABC journalist who spent 2 years in India, and just what her experiences were with food, with people. So it was interesting knowing about some of her experiences before I went there.
Yeah, it's always good to do a little research, right?
Absolutely.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and OnantaForbes.com is her website. We'll chat with you next week, Onanta. Thank you.
Take care.